USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A warning was sent out from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Please take this moment very seriously.
She said she noticed numbers are again going up in the battle against COVID-19.
We have seen cases and hospital admissions move from historic declines to stagnation increases. And we know from prior surges that if we don't control things now, there is a real potential for the epidemic curve to soar again.
The state of Florida is threatening to sue the federal government if it doesn't lift its pandemic ban on cruise lines that are using U.S. ports. Governor Ron DeSantis and Attorney General Ashley Moody say the state is being harmed economically by the shutdown and that cruises across the globe are operating safely with restrictions and protocols. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle went to the U.S.-Mexico border to check out the conditions. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A group of Democrats and Republican senators got a first-hand look at the surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. Former President Trump weighing in on the border crisis, telling Fox News,
"What you're seeing now is inhumane. That's why they won't allow the press to come in. It's a horrible situation. And everyone that's seen it, nobody's seen worse. Nobody's seen anything like it. It is what they're doing now is outrageous. And they should finish the wall."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden has included Vladimir Putin of Russia and Xi Jinping of China to his first big climate talk since taking office. The U.S. hopes the event will help shape, speed up, and deepen global efforts to cut fossil fuel pollution, which is helping to create climate change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Suez Canal is still blocked by the 224,000-ton cargo ship Ever Given. This is straining global supply chains, as the canal is one of the busiest waterways in the world. As the traffic jam grows, it stresses out an already strained supply chain amid a pandemic-driven import surge. After the pandemic forced factories to close, a pickup in demand for household items stretched suppliers. The Ever Given ran aground on Tuesday during a sandstorm in the canal, which is operated by the Egyptian government. Tugboats had made little progress in a dredging effort to refloat the vessel. The backup is expected to impact the arrival of U.S. imports that fill store shelves. A plane was diverted after a rowdy passenger tried to open the doors mid-flight. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
Spirit Airlines Flight 185 from Cleveland to Los Angeles, California was forced to land in Denver due to an unruly passenger. Spirit Airlines says during the commute, a passenger tried to open the exit door mid-flight. The passenger, who was not identified, was subdued by an airline employee and other passengers. He was taken into custody by law enforcement in Denver, Colorado. It should be noted, as Spirit Airlines pointed out, that opening a door in flight is impossible due to air pressure inside the cabin pinning the door against its frame, with force stronger than any person could ever overcome. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.